أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كنت تتلو من قبله من كتاب ولا تخطه بيمينك إذا لارتاب المبطلون. بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون. وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربه قل إنما الآيات عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats yesterday we discussed Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if and when, and the ummah itself, if and when you debate, then you will debate with the Ahli Kitab in the best of manner. In other words, you will show akhlaq and character. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of one aspect of the Quran, that is, even the Jews and the Christians accepted this Quran, although it may have been a small number of them, comparatively to those who rejected in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the pagan Arabs, the mushrikeen of Makkah, had also accepted this Quran Kareem, even though they had no knowledge of the previous revelations that had come down upon the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. In this ayat, Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala speaks about a miracle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not recite before this any kitab or from any book. Secondly, وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ, and you did not write with your right hand. And these were two very great miracles of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for 40 years Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unlettered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam neither read nor did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam write. And then after 40 years Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala revealed this kitab, the Quran Kareem, to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, and suddenly everything had changed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this Quran for the people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning of the Quran Kareem. And this all shows that it came directly from Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in Makkah Mukarramah could have known about the incidents of the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, or for that matter the people of Aad and Thamud, or for that matter the of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the Bani Israel, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manifested this very great miracle that he was able to recite this Quran Kareem, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to explain this Quran Kareem, and any person that observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah would have been convinced and should have been convinced that this could only be from Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. He did not sit in front of any ustad in Makkah. He did not go out to learn any book of the past or the Torah or the Injil. So hence here Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala discusses this miraculous event that had taken place, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ilm and knowledge obviously was of such a nature that ulama have explained that if we take all the knowledge of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and even of the whole of mankind put together, that cannot be equal to the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to read, and he was able to read the books of the past, if he was lettered, if he could have written, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ, then those of falsehood, the people of falsehood would have fallen in doubt with regards to this Qur'an Kareem. There were those ayats that we discussed also in Surah Furqan, that they used to say with regards to this Qur'an Kareem, that it is asatirul awwaleen, it is the tales of the people of the past, and Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam iktatabaha, فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلِهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take notes And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to write this kitab, learning from other people. But that was all allegations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Speaking about another miracle of the Quran Kareem, Allah says, there are verses, بَيِّنَات, which are very, very clear, فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, that is embedded into the hearts of the people of knowledge. On the one hand, we found that this Quran was revealed directly into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum learned this Quran Kareem, although it was written in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but by and large Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would learn large portions of the Quran. Many of them had learned the entire Quran Kareem, and then we found that even after them this Quran was embedded in the hearts of those who learned the Quran Kareem. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows a marked difference between the Quran and the other revelations, that we will find the Torah and the Injil, very few people had learned a few passages of the Torah and the Injil of Bahat, but this Quran, hundreds and thousands of people, even in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and thereafter, committed this Quran Kareem to memory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this Quran also, that they are clear verses and clear signs embedded in the hearts of those people who have knowledge, the huffaz, the ulama-i kiram, who learned the Quran, the words of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran-i-Kareem. And this actually shows the miracle of the Quran-i-Kareem. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الظَّالِمُونَ. None will refute this Quran-i-Kareem, none will refute our verses, except those who have transgressed and those who have made zulm. In other words, people who oppress themselves, people who do wrong, they will be the ones that will actually reject this Quran Kareem. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّ. Then they always had that one demand upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why does he not send down, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send down clear signs, clear miracles, so that we could see these miraculous feats and events, and that will then prompt us to accept iman in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and this Quran. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّ. That they ask, why did Allah Rabbul Izzat not send down any signs? In قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that certainly all the signs belong only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made our deen such that it is iman bil ghayb. This Quran itself was a miracle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had manifested certain miraculous events. The mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those were sufficient. More than that and over and above that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not decree to send down, because that was not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted, that every day people see a new miracle and every day people accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa innama ana nadhirum mubin. But the reality is this, say to them that certainly I am a manifest warner, and this is my responsibility and duty to pass over the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracle of the Quran Kareem, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made this Quran such that people had learned this Quran and people continue to learn this Quran of Bahat, the meaning of the Quran Kareem, unlike the previous kitabs, and that in itself is a miracle of the Quran Kareem. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.